Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to rumble.
Oh wow, you just caught us singing a little, rehearsing, and didn't know we were on. Hey everyone, welcome to another mini episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, hosted by me, Caroline Moss, and Jackie of Natch Butte. Hey Jackie, what's up?
Hi, you know, we are back in the Zoom where it happens. Let's just be honest.
We are honest. You know, we thought this was over, but then, you know what? We kind of, you live on the other side and I live on the other side.
True.
It's just kind of a lot.
It's true. And we have gotten pretty lazy about driving over the pandemic, which I think might be a good thing. You know, why are we always
definitely
in the car?
Yeah. Why are we always in the car? Especially in LA, the traffic, you know?
That's what basically in other countries.
Yes.
From each other.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, don't
I respect the Zoom.
Yes, I respect the Zoom. It just makes it so much easier. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of that in corporate America. Why go anywhere if we already know we can do it remotely? But I did have a lot of fun. It was really fun recording.
I will be moving closer to you at some point.
Did you find a house? You did? Did you?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe I did. We'll chat off the Zoom where it happens
about it.
I
can't wait to find out more. Well, this is a very exciting episode because we have decided it's time to talk about our favorite travel, specifically in travel, airplane, train, automobile picks. And I feel like this has never been appropriate to say it because no one was going anywhere, but I'm finally going on vacation in a few weeks.
Oh, I'm so jail. And you know what? Things are back. Everyone I know that's traveled in the past month or so has said every single seat has been full.
Yeah.
We're all back. The traffic is back. That's why we're in the Zoom where it happens.
Yeah.
Airline travel is back. Everybody's moving about, excited to go out, lick each other, go about their lives.
Cough.
It is the time.
It is the time. Yeah. Like, we're a fully incubated household now. I've been done with my 2 weeks for a while. Dan's done with his 2 weeks. We're going to Hawaii in a week from now, because I guess you're listening to this. Yeah, we're going to Hawaii next week.
Aloha.
Aloha. And aloha to you.
Thank you.
And ohana.
Ohana.
We are going kind of as a fluke. Dan's best friend from college, Molly, and her husband decided, like, we want to, like, they're like, well, let's go to Hawaii. And then they called us and they were like, we booked a whole trip. Why don't you guys come with us? And we were like, don't have to ask us twice.
That's incredible because you don't have to plan anything. It's already planned. You can just co-opt their plans.
Everyone's like, what? Where are you going? What are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Who cares? Who cares?
Well, whatever you do, don't swim with sharks. I have a whole story.
Okay. I wouldn't, but I appreciate the tip. I'll go swim with the turtles.
Yeah, that would be lovely. I swam with turtles in Puerto Rico. It was lovely.
Yeah, I love that. I want to be alive to tell the tale. You know, I'm not trying to swim up close to death.
Well, just TLDR, the sharks didn't get me, but the seasickness did.
Seasickness
did. So everybody be careful out there.
All right, be careful. You guys remember, I know it's been a while since we've all been traveling. Sharks, not great. Just don't do it. Seasickness, even worse. Take your Dramamine.
Yes.
I'm excited to talk about travel stuff. Do you have something specific that you brought that you can't travel without?
Well, I would say yes.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So I have some Natch Butte related things, and then I just have things that make sense for everyone.
Which one
would you like first?
I want something Natch Butte and then things that make sense for everyone. Please.
Okay, I'm going to send you a link in the chat.
I love when she does that.
Because
she's always sending a link in the chat.
So I love a good travel kit. I love a set. And truly, one of my favorite travel sets is the airplane mode round trip set by Wander Beauty.
Mm.
Wander Beauty was founded by two women. One of them is a supermodel. She was a Victoria's Secret's angel. Unfortunately, I don't have her name committed to memory, but she's absolutely stunning. And she came up with this idea because she said when she would land, she would have to look snatched.
Yep.
And how do we do that? We do an eye patch. We balm up the skin. We keep the moisture in because being up in that dry ass recycled air can really fuck you up. So she created this little kit and it's so cute. And it's a perfect gift for everybody that's like getting back out into the world. So if you have anybody with birthdays over the summer, bachelorette, things like that. And these patches, every Nash Street listener knows at this point that the baggage claim under eye mask by Wander Beauty are my absolute favorite under eye mask, honey. They ain't nice. Cheap, but they fucking work. And if you want to look good, like you and your husband getting off that plane and you're like, aloha, honey, I want to get laid, meaning with the flowers.
That's right. Right, I never want to have sex.
Of course not. Especially not in Hawaii with your husband.
I would never have sex.
But if you want to look snatched when they put that layer on your neck, honey, this is the way to do it.
And I, you know what? This is a great call because I am very committed to go into this vacation and like, I want to document it in a way that I don't usually document my trips.
Yes.
Like I'm not a big, like take pictures of everything I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I especially don't get in the pictures because I'm usually the one taking them. So yes. I'm really committed to being or having a lot of
an
photos
influencer.
Of myself.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. I want to influence me.
Yes.
I want photos of myself on this trip. I've been plenty of places. There's no evidence I've ever been, you know? And so now I can look good.
Yes. The gold under eye patches are truly photo worthy. Heidi Klum uses these and is always Instagramming wearing them. I'm not lying when I say if you have a bag under your eye, they will suck it off your face. They're truly really good. And they're vegan, cruelty-free, woman-owned.
Always.
You can get them at Sephora, which is cool.
You guys, if you don't know this about Jackie, every beauty thing she recommends is always vegan and cruelty-free.
Yes.
She puts me in my place.
Everything recommended on Natch Beauty is cruelty-free.
Yeah.
And that is the only thing that sets me apart from all the other beauty pods, I must say. We really are very, when I say we, I mean me. We are very diligent about that.
Royal
it's very
we.
Important to us.
Royal we. No, and I appreciate that. And I also appreciate that Jackie did not let me get away with bringing a recommendation to her show that was like absolutely not vegan.
Well, people do it sometimes. Sometimes
I
don't say anything until after, but we do.
She felt
best.
Comfortable it's, enough with me to.
Of course.
to call me out on
damn
the air.
Place.
Exactly. And that's why we're here today.
That's right.
This is great. I also like love anything that is like a mist.
Yes, I love a face mist and they are a must for travel.
A must. I actually bring, not fancy, but I always bring like a travel bottle and I fill it up with water from the like water fountain mm-hmm. at whatever airport I'm in and just mm-hmm. have it on hand because my face like sucks the life out of me to fly.
Well,
like,
the
dry.
Wander Beauty spray is incredible. It is one of my absolute favorite sprays for sure.
This is really great.
It's really cute. It's like I said, a great gift. And I'm not a big fan of minis usually, but when I travel, I am. It's one of the only times I like them because it takes up way less space in your bag.
Of course.
And it's just easy to move about if you're going on separate hotels or you're on the move. They're just really cute. And I got this from my mother-in-law a couple years ago because I was like, it's like the perfect little plane treat.
It's so cute. And it's $45, which is like exactly the amount of money you want to spend.
Exactly.
Like if it was 50, I'd be like, whoa, buddy.
Yeah,
what do you
exactly.
think I am
but
made
45,
of money?
You're like, oh,
45,
no,
45,
of course.
What a deal. Exactly. Because yeah. I'm broken and my brain doesn't work properly. This is great. No, this is really, really great. I actually wonder like, before I buy this, I really wonder if I should go through my, I have to have like some samples of Wander stuff somewhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I need to see if I can put together this kit just from my like back stock and like, PR send stash, but otherwise I might just buy it. This is a very cute stocking stuffer too.
I think that's a smart idea for other people too. Look this up and make your own if you have a bunch of little sampies lying around. Why not?
Yeah. DIY. What you're really looking for is like a misty. You're looking for a moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for eye masks
that
go right under your eyes.
But I'm telling you, if you haven't tried the Wander baggage claim under eyes, they're not cheap. I think they're $5 for $20.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But they are
really
they
good.
Were. They as are definitely like were. A wealthy way of life.
Ugh, and I love to feel wealthy.
Same.
Great, great tip. Now, what's the thing that you brought for the masses that's not skincare related?
Okay. This is something that it might be common knowledge, but I didn't know.
Okay.
Amazon Prime Video app. You can fully download episodes and movies on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you don't have to pay the $98 for Wi-Fi for 20 minutes on a plane. You can pre-download an entire few episodes of Drag Race, a movie or two, on your phone and watch them on your phone without having to worry about the skips, without having to worry about the crappy Wi-Fi. And that's the only one that you can do that. Netflix, you can't do
yes,
that.
Yes, you can do it on Netflix and you can do it on Hulu. Jackie's just learned about the internet, everyone. Welcome to the show. No, I'm excited that you're talking about this with such enthusiasm because so
you really can on Netflix? You can pre-download?
You definitely can. Yeah.
I've been locked in my house for 15 months, Caroline. I thought this was exciting because I'm like, I only go to Amazon Prime Video app now to be like, what can I download? Because it's the only one that lets you download.
Hulu just recently started. Disney Plus lets you do it. If you want to watch Hamilton on the plane, you can do that. And who doesn't? But I've got to imagine, you know, there are people out there who did not know.
I bet you there were, Caroline.
I would bet. And I'm excited you brought that because that is like, there's nothing worse than getting up. And I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, a plane is just great because, you know, I don't want to be on the internet. No, I want to be on the, I don't want to not be on the internet. And sometimes there's planes that have like fun movies, like there's always like a Devil Wears Prada. Mm-hmm. There's always
but every time there's an announcement, they pause it.
Yeah.
And they won't shut the fuck up. If you have it on your phone, nobody bothers you.
That's right.
And I'm talking, get those AirPods. If you haven't gotten AirPods yet, I made fun of them because they look so stupid in your ears.
Yeah, but now they're like, of course, they're amazing.
They're amazing. Nice to be untethered.
Untethered. And you're not all like tangled up. And you're, remember the days of, I mean, even I do this now because sometimes I don't bring my AirPods like out and about on the plane and I just use like my wires, but then you like seatbelt your wires in and then you got to unseatbelt.
You get up. And then one of them gets stuck under the seat. A dirty little kid's kicking your seat. It gets raveled around his
foot. One of them strangling you. You got to have a safe word. You strangle yourself.
The bag comes down and you hit the button and oh, it's a mess. We don't need that.
It's a mess. AirPods really save that. I love that you are just discovering the phone that apps will let you download.
I know. I feel like a real loser, but
no.
I'm also vulnerable and I'm happy I'm vulnerable because these are things we need to discuss. And I'm happy Netflix lets you download. I did not know that. That must be semi-recent.
And Hulu recently. Yeah, Netflix definitely. But also it's very, very normal to think that like Netflix might have started this like a year and a half ago, but if we haven't had a reason to download movies to our phones in a year.
I don't have Netflix on my phone. I just
see that's really interesting because I have all of my streamings on my phone.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm a loser.
I watch TikTok primarily on my phone, but you can't watch TikTok on planes because that requires internet,
right,
which I usually am too cheap to pay for on a flight. So I'm all about the Amazon Prime Video. I download some Drag Races or something
I like
and I just zone out.
I downloaded Veronica Mars the last time I flew, which was like a year and a half ago. And it was great. I usually use my iPad for that. I usually but the thing is like all those downloaded movies, you guys, take up so much space.
Yeah, but you erase them when you're done.
Exactly. But like if you have an iPad or even like buying a refurbished like old series of an iPad, like it really actually does the trick. If you travel a lot, if you're planning on traveling a lot, like to get something for around $100, it doesn't have to be the latest with the latest software. It just has to be enough that it has enough space for you to download movies off of Prime and off of Netflix. Prime definitely has the best selection. Did I tell you that I subscribe for $4 a month to the Lifetime Movie Club so I can watch all the Lifetime movies? Oh, yeah.
No.
And I can download them. So be jealous.
Goals.
It's great. It's amazing.
Goals.
No, I think that that's important to bring up. And maybe people don't know.
I would love if you could comment on the post on Caroline's feed today. Did you know that? Did you not? Let's take a poll.
Yeah. Did you know? Did you
don't
not?
Don't be ashamed.
Let us know. No, don't be ashamed. It's exciting. And let us know what you're downloading. Like what your go-to
is.
Yes.
What is your travel show or movie of choice?
Yes. Yeah. Mine might be I'm in the middle of a Mad Men
rewatch. Renaissance. Yep.
And I'm definitely not going to be done with it by the time I get on the plane. So maybe I'll download a few episodes.
Well, but if you're on Hulu, I've been watching Cruel Summer. Have you heard about this?
I watched the first episode and yeah. I thought, okay, yeah, I can do this. I can talk about this.
It's a little teen cheese, but in a good way.
I like teen cheese. Me too. I love like Riverdale. I love Pretty Little Liars. You know, I love
Never
Pretty Little Liars.
Never seen it, but I bet I would love it.
Oh, you would love it.
I know. Oh, I've missed a few milestones. I've missed a few milestones.
What about Gossip Girl?
Never saw it.
Jackie.
I know. I don't know.
You have to watch Gossip Girl.
I watched all of the OC. Me too.
You got to watch Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl is like very funny because it started at the height of 2007 fashion. So it's like a lot of like silk satin going out tops.
Yep.
Okay. So downloading movies. I really don't think that that's a bad recommendation. Again, let us know if you didn't know about this.
Yes, please do. Of course, and also the AirPods.
Do you guys know about AirPods?
I hate to pawn like the Apple machine onto people, you know, but truly they're great. And if there's an alternative, I would like to know what it is. But I love being untethered by the cord. I love cooking while listening to a podcast. Like travel, no one will bother you. I really like them.
There are definitely also just Bluetooth earbud recommendations I can give, not off the top of my head, but like because since AirPods came out, all the other companies have like gotten on board with it.
There are some alts.
The number one thing I'm looking for in a Bluetooth headphone is just that it will always catch to my phone without me having to like get into settings every time, which AirPods really do seamlessly, but there are definitely ones that do a great job too.
Mine will connect to my husband's computer sometimes so be careful is all I'm saying. You don't know what anybody's watching on that plane.
Yeah.
You might not want to hear it.
And they might not want to hear what you're watching, especially if it's Gossip Girl.
That's true.
So let me tell you about my recommendation. Have you ever heard of the foot hammock?
No, but I love it. Are you dropping a link?
I'm going to. Yeah, I realized I didn't have one, so I have to find one. But like, okay, so the foot hammock is this like really funny thing that someone told me about a while ago. And then I became obsessed with it in like the 6 months before we moved to LA. So I used it like a few times and then of course never again, but I have it and I'm ready. Let me just like find you.
Is this a way to be more comfortable in an airplane seat?
It is.
Oh, because I need this. I'm 5'10".
Yeah, and you and I are
tall.
So
I'm always sitting in a shitty little seat.
Yeah, with your knees like hitting you in the face. And I will say that for tall gals like us, because I'm almost 5'9", it is... Okay, can you see that?
Oh, wow. Yeah, but you just sent a long link.
I know. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you see it?
I want this for my life. I want this for my desk.
You can get it for your desk, absolutely. So
foot hammock is so cheap?
Because it's like fabric and like a strap.
I could probably make one of these out of like socks and a belt. I can't wait till you guys see a picture of this.
I can't wait till you guys can see a picture of this and then listen, hear Jackie's voice in your head going, I could make one of these out of socks and a belt.
I bet a pair of underwear and some belts I could make.
You're
going to
be like one of those people wearing underwear on their face as a face mask back in like February 2020.
Honey, try last night. We love a breathable fabric.
Cotton,
if it's good enough
everywhere.
For my puss, it's good enough for my face.
That is the slogan of your company. Okay, so let me tell you, this psycho, let me tell you about the foot hammock. Okay, the foot hammock is like... So imagine you're sitting in a plane seat. You undo the tray table. So, right? So you have this tray table. You take the foot hammock and you loop it over the tray table. So it's hanging down under the tray table. And then you put your tray table back up. It does not bother the person in front of you. I know this because...
I wish it did.
I know. I wish
that
it did too.
That would actually be an incentive for me.
If it's a piece of shit person. And there are. But I have asked people in front of me while I'm using this. I'm like, does this bother? You let me know, and they're like, I can't feel it at all.
They're like, stop talking to me, please.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm trying to watch Gossip Girl.
Yeah, they're like, excuse me, I've just hit download on Amazon Prime because I learned about it from my favorite podcast.
Did you know that you could download?
I'm watching Hamilton on Disney Plus. Thank you so much. And then you just stick your foot in it, your feet in it, and depending on how short or tall you are, will kind of determine how this foot hammock is going to work for you. I would say the sweet spot height is anywhere under, unfortunately for us, 5'6", because it will allow a lot of stretching of the legs. Mm-hmm. And they're like suspended in air, which takes a lot of the pressure off of, like, you know, your calves and your feet. And like, it's very hard to like sleep with your feet on the ground, but this sort of like gives you this laying down sensation. For people like us, tall gals or tall guys, it kind of serves as like, I kind of like just tuck my feet into it and it still feels really, really good. It's like under $8. Like this one I'm looking at right now is $7. It's not the one I have. It was just the first link I clicked, but I'll find the one that I have, 'cause that's the one I could recommend. I didn't pay more than $15 for it.
I'm going to get one of these for my desk right now.
Definitely get it for your desk. They have pictures of it being used at a desk.
Slash make mine out of my underwear and belts.
I know. I can't wait till you bring your like homemade like panty hammock on the plane.
Hey, I've seen people do weird shit on planes. This wouldn't even register.
That wouldn't register. So some people have asked me like, is it like, you know, I don't want to call attention to myself on the plane. And I'm like, you know, obviously if you're taking out like all your little like plane accessories, like there might be a chatty person who asks, but usually they're just asking for a link. Like they want to buy it too. You know, I can't recommend it enough. It really does help. I'm not fancy. I'm flying coach. You know, I don't fly anywhere near not coach. But this kind of like elevates your experience a little bit and it elevates your legs. And that's important. So there you have it. That's our, those are our three good recommendations. And if you guys can make a foot hammock and for out of a belt and socks, I want to know. And if you and if you, how much would you pay? How much would you put into a pool to have Jackie go on a plane with a hammock made out of a belt and her underwear? I would put in $20.
Or how much would you pay for me to make you one? Should I open an Etsy shop? I'm not above it. I need new underwear. I could use my old underwear. And then we're going to have all those creepers trying to get a pair of my undies.
Yeah. All the listeners. I mean, that's lucrative in so many ways.
It truly. There's several different revenue streams I see happening for me.
So there you have it, you guys. The airplane hammock, downloading movies. Jackie invented that.
Yeah, it's AirPods. All the rage these days.
AirPods and the Wander Beauty little travel
airplane
kit.
Mode.
Airplane mode, which I will link to. Jackie, we're good at keeping this light and tight lately. These are actually turning into mini episodes.
Thank God, because I'm busy.
If you guys don't think we don't listen to your feedback.
I'm busy being an entrepreneur over here.
Yeah, Jackie's busy getting her old underwear out of the drawer and making things that are going to go out in public.
Because I feel like your feet could, it's sort of like stirrups. The holes, your leg holes could kind of be like the stirrup.
Yep, sure.
I better do this quick because I know people listening are going to try to beat me to the punchline.
They called Steve Jobs crazy and he was a genius.
And look at him now. Oh my God. Apple, think different. This is thinking different.
And look at him now.
Caroline's choking.
I'm choking. I'm choking on the AirPods with the string. I'm not even getting into it. We're going to end this episode and we'll see you guys next week for an episode of, obviously Natch a mini Butte. Episode of Natch Butte. And we will see you the week after that for our part two travel episode, which is just stuff that you bring on vacation with you, not necessarily for the en route portion of your vacation. All right, Jackie. Sing a song. I'll sing it with you and we'll play ourselves off.
Okay. I'm thinking, I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Don't know when I'll be back again. Making a hammock out of my underwear. All right, guys. See you next week. What is wrong with us?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.